Over 100 million people under winter weather alerts. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. It's heavy snow in the upper Midwest, but in Texas, Tennessee, and Kentucky, ice is the main concern.
In Paducah, a wintry mix of sleet, freezing rain, and a chance of snow continues to make driving conditions worse. Now, school districts across the state are canceling class Friday as the impacts of this storm are expected to continue.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Paducah, Kentucky. The biggest number of power outages blamed on the icy weather, knocking down power lines in Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas, and Ohio. A ground stop issued for arriving flights at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport due to the ice. The storm is now taking aim at the Northeast, where heavy snow was heading for upstate New York and upper New England, while coastal New England will get freezing rain. The storm spawned a tornado in western Alabama, where the Hale County Emergency Management Director says one person was killed. During his visit to New York City, President Biden visited a school specializing in violence intervention.
The president went to the Jacob Blackwell School in Long Island City, Queens, to hear how they are creating a haven of safety. Kay Bain of Community Capacity Development called it getting the child out of a life in survival mode.
Survival, fight, flight, freeze, into one of creation.
The president praised the benefits at school, but cautioned of home lives undoing that progress.
If they go back to a totally dysfunctional system in their home.
The president visited the school as part of his day in New York City, highlighting ways the community can help stop violence. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a Republican redistricting plan that would have made it harder for the lone Kansas Democrat in Congress to win re-election later this year. Republicans have vowed to try to override the veto. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The convicted gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shooting will wait a few months before learning his fate.
Nicholas Cruz already pleaded guilty to multiple murders for the killing of 17 people inside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. But he's still facing the death penalty. He must now participate in a penalty phase trial. The judge in the case is now delaying that until April. Cruz's attorneys will be forced to argue mitigating circumstances in hopes of convincing a jury to recommend a life sentence. Prosecutors will argue the mass shooting was so heinous, Cruz should die for it. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims fell by 23,000 to 238,000 last week after three straight weeks of increases. We've been hearing for weeks about how blood supplies across the U.S. are low. Now we're learning it's only getting worse as the pandemic is keeping more people from making donations.
The American Red Cross says a critical blood supply shortage is putting hospitals across the country in crisis mode. The nonprofit humanitarian organization is responsible for providing at least 40% of the nation's blood. But now, those levels are so low, officials say some hospitals are postponing medical procedures. This is the worst blood shortage in more than a decade. In fact, officials say it'll take months for supplies to return to their normal levels. I'm Kevin Cork, Fox News.
A historic steel bridge in the Netherlands will be partially dismantled to allow a super yacht owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos to pass through. The $485 million ship was built in Rotterdam, and authorities say Bezos will pay for the middle of the bridge, which dates to 1878 and was rebuilt after it was bombed by the Nazis during World War II, to be removed and put back this summer. I'm Lisa LaSara, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.